We're just gonna do away to nature, I guess. Well, let's see how far we get. Just do away to nature.
Thank you. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in our call to worship. If you are like Joseph and you are seeking truth, if you are like Mary and you are seeking rest, if you are like the wise men and you are looking for a sign, if you are like the angels and you cannot help but sing, come in. There's a place for you. You are in God's house. Love was born tonight, and there is love here for you. May be seated. Please join me in a spirit of prayer. Holy God, in days of old, you sent your angels to tell shepherds the good news. To you is born this day a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Tonight, we pray you would open our ears. Help us to hear with the shepherds this good news. Open our eyes that we would see your light, not only in the glow of candles, but also reflected in those sitting around us. Open our hearts. Let us discern the Christ within and among us, that we too, like the shepherds, may glorify and praise you for all that we have seen and heard and known. In the name of the one we call Emmanuel, God with us, we pray. Amen. Listen now to these words from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments roiled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the witness of Scripture. Thanks be to God. Please stand as we sing together, good Christian friends, rejoice.
This Advent, we have waited.
We have waited for family to arrive. We have waited singing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We have waited for the casseroles to bake.
We have waited for snow to fall. We have waited in store lines. We have waited by fireplaces and around dinner tables.
We have waited to sing Silent Night. We have waited to light our candles. We have waited for the wonder of this night.
And now the wait is over. It is Christmas, which reminds us God is here and you are loved. May that truth change you. May it inspire you, challenge you, and burn in you like the light from these candles.
For tonight, we light the candles of hope, peace, love, and joy to remind us of our journey to this space. And to those lights, we add the Christ candle, for the wait is over. Hope, peace, joy, love, the presence of Christ, all of it is here in our midst. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.
So none of us is perfect. You'll notice if you look in your bulletin, the first thing I need to confess is that I procrastinated too long writing this piece of liturgy before it got printed. We all have things we could have done, that we should have done, or maybe that we shouldn't have done. We come together in this time to confess, not to feel bad about those things, but to rejoice that the one we celebrate tonight, God incarnate, brings us grace. So let us join together as we share the corporate prayer of confession you'll find printed in our bulletin. God of kings and shepherds, God of teenage mothers and step-parents, God of angel choruses and starlight, we confess to waiting. We have waited to extend grace. We have waited to say I love you. We have waited to apologize. We have waited to be just, choosing comfort and convenience over the needs of our neighbors. We have waited. Waited for someone else to make a move. Waited for a sign. Waited until it was our issue. You ask us to be the body of Christ, but in many ways we have waited. Forgive us. Change us. Remind us of your love for this world, which cannot wait. Hear us now as we stop waiting and instead offer our silent prayers to prepare our hearts once again for your nativity. The true light that enlightens all has come into the world. That light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to put it out. This is the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and made free. Amen. Please join me in prayer. Loving God, by the gift of your Spirit, teach us, like Mary, to treasure your words and ponder them in our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your word made flesh. Amen. Our gospel reading tonight is the familiar reading of the birth story from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Listen now for God's word to us tonight. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told to them. Friends, this is the witness of Scripture. Thanks be to God. So, I'm the kind of person who doesn't like to jump into things too quickly. I'm the one who wants to read the whole menu and find out what the specials are before I order my meal, just to make sure I know what all the options are. If there's a difficult conversation to be had, if I'm honest, I'm going to wait until it feels like just the right moment. When I lived in Texas, I used to go swimming regularly in a river, but every single time I got to the dock, it took me a good 5 minutes to work up the nerve to jump in. I knew the water would be cold at first. I also knew I would soon warm up and I would feel great after going swimming, but still, every single time I had to talk myself into taking that leap. All that to say, I'm not sure if I had been on that hillside on this holy night so long ago that I would have been one of the ones who wanted to drop everything and head into Bethlehem with the other shepherds. I mean, I'm sure a choir of angels could be pretty convincing, but I mean, could we just process that for a minute? A choir of angels? And then, wouldn't we need to make some arrangements for the sheep? I'm just saying I would have needed a minute, or maybe 20 or more, before I was ready to head off to Bethlehem. But the shepherds, they didn't wait. They go. In fact, they went, they found, they saw, and then they told and returned, glorifying and praising God. Now, the shepherds didn't wait. And for that matter, neither did God. God didn't wait for what we might think of as the perfect time to come and pitch a tent among humanity. God didn't wait for us to get everything right before coming to help us out. According to our scriptures, our God is one who continues to keep trying to show us and tell us again and again and again and again that God is love and light, and we are called to be people of love and light. God keeps showing us grace and faithfulness even when we screw up. God doesn't wait for us to be perfect. Instead, God shows up and loves us. And not in what we might think of as the perfect spot does God show up. Certainly not in the most obvious of places. Tonight we heard again the familiar story about how God showed up with the poor and the oppressed. Born in a small, insignificant town, to two people nobody else had taken notice of, in a room filled with animals, welcomed by poor shepherds. Then and now, God doesn't wait for a royal welcome, or fancy parents, or a birth in a palace. God chooses to come right where we least expect it, just when we need to know again that God is with us. We just listened to the familiar story of Jesus' birth, of God's love showing up in a far corner of the Roman Empire. And whether you've heard that story 1,000 times, or maybe this was the first time you've heard it read aloud, whether you were ready to journey to the manger tonight quickly after hearing the good news like the shepherds did, or whether not. I mean, maybe you came here because you were in a hurry to go to the manger, but maybe you came to make your mom happy. Maybe you aren't sure you want to go all the way to Bethlehem, tonight or ever. Whatever your story, you are here now. You're gathered tonight with this community of people listening to this story. So what do you do with that? What do you do with this good news? Because the world needs us to stop waiting and jump in. To stop waiting to know that God is with us and for us. To stop waiting to truly hear the Christmas message that love and light are given to us freely. To stop waiting to believe we are worthy of that love and light. To stop waiting and accept that we are called to be that love and light in the world. Once we know that, once we've made our way all the way to the stable and looked into the manger, once we've seen the light of Christ, well then, we can't unsee it. After that, when we look at the world, we see not only the places that are broken and in need of healing, but also the way God's justice is working its way into the cracks. Yes, we still see a corrupt, cruel, and confusing world. But because of Christmas, if we're really looking, we can also see that God isn't waiting to move in and through all that messy humanity to bring about healing and wholeness. The manger, as it turns out, is a dangerous place. Because if we open ourselves up to the possibility of the truth of Christmas, that the Christ can be born in us anew, that changes things. It offers each of us the Christmas gifts of hope and peace and joy and love, and calls us to jump in more fully being who we were created to be. Like Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, we live in precarious times. Will we have the faith and the courage they showed? Will we make the journey all the way to the stable this year? Will we dare to go and do and see and say and go home changed? This Christmas, I pray the Christ is born anew in each and every one of us. For the world in darkness waits the coming of the light. And it's Christmas Eve. The time for waiting is over. Christ the Savior is born. Alleluia. Amen. The love of God is born new in the world as often as we embody that love in works of compassion and peace and justice. Tonight, our Christmas Eve offering will be split between Presbyterian Disaster Assistance and Food for Lane County. You can read more about both of those groups in the bulletin. Let us offer our gifts in a spirit of generosity and hope. Won't you please join me in the unison prayer of dedication? With these gifts, dear God, accept the praise and thanksgiving of our hearts, which rejoice in your goodness and love. Let our gifts point to your presence in the world and further your dream for the world. Through Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Let's stand and sing together our next carol. Please be seated. I invite you to join me now as we join our hearts and spirits in prayers for peace. Holy One of Bethlehem, even as we celebrate again the miracle and mystery of the Incarnation, we cannot help but ask, when will Christmas arrive in Afghanistan? When will Iraq live in peace? Will Palestine and Israel ever share justice? When will Washington and Westminster and Brussels proclaim no more hunger, no more war? Care for our planet. When will governments turn their weapons to plowshares and multinationals their profits to pruning hooks? When will Christmas really arrive? And so we come before you to pray for the world you love. As we celebrate again your birth, we are willing to risk believing you are really with us, and we are willing to hope the world can change. We don't want to wait another day for your peace and hope and joy and love to be a reality felt by all. We don't want to wait to help spread your light. So this year, may words we say find life in our actions. In our Merry Christmases, may we seek to make peace. In our season's greetings, may we share a welcome to all. In our happy holidays, may we sow seeds of justice. And may we believe not in some story of magic meant to create consumers, but in a holy vision that isn't just a dream, but a way of life, not for someone else, but for us. We all know of places and people who need our prayers. So help us this year to pray not only with our words, but with our choices, with our hands and our feet and our hearts. We join all of our prayers, those we can find words for and those we cannot, for every corner of your creation together, as we knit them with the words Christ taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, and now we will share the light, remembering that while Christ came to be the light of the world, Christ also said, you are the light of the world. So let us share that light with one another. Will the ushers come forward?
Thank you.
As we take a moment to see the light, to breathe it in, I invite you to look around. All the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light from just one candle. Would you please join me as we read together the candlelight litany? Light looked down and saw darkness.
I will go there, said the light.
Peace looked down and saw war.
I will go there, said peace.
Love looked down and saw hatred.
I will go there, said love.
So the Lord of Light, the Prince of Peace, divine love, came down and crept in beside us. The light came to dwell within us. Let us go where we see darkness. Let us go where we see violence and division. Let us go where we see hatred. Let us go share the light of Christmas with the world. Amen. Our final carol is one of joy. You're invited to sing out. To bring light to those in the darkness, joy to those in despair, wonder to a world steeped in realism. Go with songs of angels ringing in your ears and the love of the Holy One in your hearts. Go and spread the word. The light has come, and the darkness cannot put it out. Love is here, with us, always. Amen, and Merry Christmas.